We are very proud to have in studio what I consider to be the mover and shaker of Muncie, Indiana, USA, the future mayor of Muncie, if he ever wanted to be. He is Bruce Qualls. Have you ever considered a run for mayor, Bruce?
I have not considered it. Any politics. No, I'm not a politician.
Being a retired cop is enough? Is that what
enough.
You're saying?
That's enough. I have enough on my plate the way it is now.
Yeah, since you sat down a little bit, you seem to be doing more. Is that possible?
I didn't think so, but it turns out that it is.
This is Bruce Qualls, everybody. We've had him on the radio before, but in this particular instance, he is wearing the hat of the Living Proof event that is coming back in April. For those that aren't familiar with the event itself, let's start with that, what it is all about and who the event is targeted towards, Bruce.
Okay, the Living Proof Mock Crash event is a mock crash that we hold at Muncie Central, and it's geared towards underage drinkers, people under 21, because statistics show that they are more inclined to be involved in a crash involving impaired driving or OWI, alcohol involved. So we're trying to show the consequences of making that decision to drink and then get behind the wheel of a car. And we do it in as realistic of a way as possible without the actual consequences.
Visitors are taken through scenes of a story. We'll talk about that a little bit in just a minute. Bruce Qualls is my guest, WMUN. April the 17th, 5 to 8 p.m. is the event. And in those scenes, you see volunteer actors that, as Bruce said, in a realistic way are showing you the effects of, you talked about drinking and driving, but of course, Bruce, former law enforcement and all that, there's drugs in driving, there's texting in driving, there's impaired driving has gotten even more widespread than it was when you started this event way back when.
Yes. Statistics from several years ago said when you're out driving, one in five drivers that are passing you is impaired.
Oh.
Either through texting, through drugs, through alcohol, or distracted some way or another. They're impaired.
This event is done around this time of year, at least it was in large part, because it's prom season.
Yes.
And prom season, as you said, the ages of those this is targeted at, certainly they're in that age demographic as well. When I was 100 years ago a kid, in my class on prom night, bad things happened, and to classmates on graduation night, back again, a personal story, bad things happened on that particular night in our little dinky town in Little Falls, Minnesota. It happens everywhere, and we're trying to help people to make better decisions. Bruce Qualls is my guest. That night, tell everybody how it works, you know, just the logistics of it and all that.
Well, with the construction of the new Y at the south end of the building in between Central and the field house, they have taken up our parking area for our guests. So we're not going to be able to use that area. We're not going to be able to use the drive alongside the stadium for the staging of the emergency vehicles. At first, we didn't think we were going to be able to do the event because of that. We came up with a couple alternate sites, and I explored those, and they just didn't work out. They didn't have what we needed. So we went back to the drawing board and said, well, let's come in from the north end of the building, from that parking lot, come in through door 17, and we'll still do everything the way we did, except the crash scene will have to be moved over to the east side of the building alongside the bus lane.
Okay, gotcha.
And that way the emergency vehicles can respond to that and then turn back out onto Walnut, go back into the north parking lot, and restage.
Okay, so I'm envisioning how this is going to work. On the east side is the front side of the building, right?
Correct.
So for folks that are going to see on that day, again, April the 17th, 5 to 8 p.m., if you push and hold that when you need to and then let go, the scene for the car crash itself will be on the most visible side of the building. So people that are living in that neighborhood and maybe that day driving by when some setup might occur or whatever, they're gonna see firsthand, if they're not attending, what's going to be happening there.
That's correct. Originally, when we started doing this at Central, that's where the crash scene was.
Oh, yeah,
on the
that's
east
right.
side.
Yeah, I remember.
And then we moved it to the backside in the teacher's parking lot.
Yeah.
And we will not be able to have Lifeline helicopter this year because there's no place for it to really land.
Got it.
It won't do any good to put it in the soccer field like we usually do because there won't be anyone back there.
I got it. Bruce
Walls.
So we're
going to have to do without that this year.
Guest on WMUN. We're talking about Living Proof, the mock crash reenactment that we really need people to help get the word out. We're brutally honest here. The attendance for this has gone down in recent years, and I think, this is me talking, I think it has certainly to do with people are busy and people have, you know, other things going on and whatever, but they're not prioritizing this enough. And parents and administrators, I'm talking to all the schools out there, you need to prioritize this for your kids, because if they don't see this and get the impression that they're trying to be given, then they're not going to get that message that they need to have planted in their cranium. Am I saying that right?
You said it 100% correct. I have sent emails to all of the high school principals and superintendents in the county, along with flyers of the event and the scenes and a personal letter. And so far I've heard back from Cowan. I haven't heard back from any of the others yet. But at one time, the teachers in some of these county schools would promote this to the point that they would have the students come, and if we would sign their program and take it, and they took it back, then they got some type of extra credit. Well, that seemed to have fallen by the wayside. So we're hoping that the schools will encourage the students to attend this and go through this event and see what it's all about.
Last thing I'll mention before you start thinking about how many people it takes to have this thing go on and all the volunteerism that happens, I want you to touch on that. I just want to remind everybody, April 17th, 5 to 8 p.m., tours start about every 10 minutes. It takes you just 10 or 15 or so to go through what we're talking about here. You can stay longer if you wish and talk about what you've seen and what you've interacted with. Don't send your younger kids by themselves, and make sure that if you are sending older kids, they know and understand that what they're doing here is serious, it's important, and they need to be able to receive the message in the way that it's intended. Now, last thing, Bruce, about the amount of people and work that it takes for this, if you can, crack off how many agencies and people are going to be involved with this again this year, April the 17th.
I will do my best. I'm quite sure I will forget someone. But we will have representatives from the Muncie Police Department, Traffic Division, Muncie Fire Department, Muncie Fire Department's Ambulance Service. Hopefully, we will be able to get some of the other ambulance services in the county to get involved. We should have representatives from Delaware County, Indiana State Police, Selma, Gaston, Eaton, hopefully Yorktown and Albany, and Ball State. And then the Delaware County Coroner's Office. We'll have two coroners in the event. One will be at a scene and that we call the coroner notification scene, and then one at the crash scene. And
there's been a coroner there in the past. There's been a mortician there in the past. Maybe even someone with some sort of a religious situation of whatever. I mean, it's acted out in such a way that it is intended to be very realistic and make an impact. And I know you can't remember everybody that's involved, Bruce, but I know you're thankful for everybody.
If I didn't have the support and help from all of these volunteers and volunteer agencies, this event couldn't happen.
Why do you do it?
I guess because of 43 years in law enforcement, and I've been to my share of traffic crashes and traffic fatalities, and I have seen firsthand the consequences and results of impaired driving. And if I'd like to believe, I'll probably never know, because I doubt anyone will ever confess of, hey, I was out drinking and I was getting ready to get in my car and I remembered going through that and I decided, no, I shouldn't do that. I doubt I'll ever hear that. But if we save one life because they thought about it, we'll never know probably, but that makes it worth it.
Bruce Qualls, thank you so much for your work, and I know you're thankful for everybody else's work as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Bruce Qualls, again, the event is called Living Proof, a crash reenactment. It's April the 17th, 5 to 8 p.m. at Muncie Central High School. You're entering door number 17 that night, anytime between 5 and 8 p.m. Arrive, you know, closer to 7:30 or so for those last tours to get stacked up and lined up. We would sincerely hope that we are throttled by attendance. That makes all the effort even more worthwhile. Coming back with more in a moment on WMUN.